Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking to single Christians, teaching them how to find a godly husband or wife. And a lot of these teachings are from our book, I Kiss Waiting Goodbye, which is available in RIK bookstores. And we'll talk more about that at the end. While I was doing research for this book, I came across another book on Amazon called Waiting for Your Boaz, or What to Do While Waiting for Your Boaz. It's obviously a reference to Ruth and Boaz in the Bible, and the book is clearly written for single Christian women. What to Do While Waiting for Your Boaz. It's an interesting title, because when you actually read the Bible, you will see that Ruth never actually waited for Boaz. You know, it's interesting, but it's interesting what is being taught to single Christians nowadays, that they should wait for their Boaz. They're teaching Christian women to wait, and God will bring your Boaz to you. And that belief is really not scriptural. Ruth never really waited for Boaz. Ruth actually made things happen. So I'm going to be reading from the book of Ruth, chapter 3, the first 9 verses. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "Wash yourself and anoint yourself, and put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man, that is Boaz, until he has finished eating and drinking. But then it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet, and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do." So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her. And after Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly, anointed his feet, and lay down. Now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative." Very interesting story. Very weird, in my opinion, very weird, but that was their culture back then. As you read that passage of scripture, you will see Ruth most certainly was not passive, and she was not passively waiting for God to bring her Boaz to her. Ruth was very proactive. She made things happen. Now, what she did was weird, but that was part of their culture. She went lie down at his feet when he was sleeping, anointed his feet with oil, and when he realized she was there, he asked, "Who are you?" And she says, "I am Ruth, your handmaiden. I need you to redeem me." That was very bold, huh? That was very bold and proactive. So put aside their culture and their customs and whatnot, which may be hard for us to understand, here is the bottom line. Ruth was not passive. Ruth made things happen. She was very proactive. She made things happen. So to say Ruth waited for her Boaz is ridiculous. That is not an accurate representation of what actually happened. Ruth made it happen. If she had just waited for Boaz, he would have done nothing. She was lying at his feet whole night. And it was only the next morning when he woke up, he realized she was there. He was drunk. All right? He was drunk. And he didn't even realize she was there when she was lying at his feet. Imagine if she had done nothing. You think Boaz would have ever noticed her? No. Ruth had to do something. She had to be proactive. She had to make things happen. And a lot of single Christians have this attitude, "I need God to work it out. I need God to bring this person to me." I need God to bring me my husband or wife. I am waiting for God to bring me my Boaz. I am waiting for God to bring me my Ruth, as the case may be. And that kind of passivity will keep you single forever. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. Like I said in the last session, if you want any good things in life, you have to make it happen. You have to be proactive. God helps you, but we need to understand what God does and what God doesn't do. God doesn't do everything for us. He helps us so we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We do all things, Christ strengthens us. And if you want a good husband or wife, you need to find a good husband or wife. You need to work on yourself and make sure that when that good husband or wife finds you, they also think that you are a good husband or wife. We have to make things happen, because things will not just happen on their own. And to say you're just waiting for God to do it, you're waiting for God to do something that He never promised you. And you're going to be waiting in vain. Years and years will go by, and when you're in your 40s and 50s, you'll be angry with God. But God never told you to sit down there and wait. If you want good things, you have to make it happen. So let me talk about a few things that single Christians could do to help them find a husband or wife. In order for a single Christian to find another single Christian to marry, they need to be social enough to know quite a few other single Christians of the opposite sex so they could choose. The more people you know, the better you're able to choose. But the problem is, especially with Christian women, in the church that they go to, there are not a lot of Christian men. Some men also have the same problem, but mainly Christian women struggle with this because they don't know a lot of single Christian men who they consider to be eligible. Guess what? Your church is not the only church on planet Earth. And I know a lot of pastors tend to get territorial with their sheep and whatnot, but listen to me, at the end of the day, if you're single for the rest of your life, your pastor has nothing to do with it. If you want to meet a good husband or wife and they are not eligible single members of the opposite sex in your church, visit other churches. Get a few Christian friends. Visit some other churches. And of course, let your pastor know what you're doing. Let him know. And if he has a problem with that, I don't really understand how he could call himself your shepherd, you know. All right? I don't see why any pastor who cares about his sheep will have a problem with you visiting another church to help you meet other people. There's nothing wrong with that. What Ruth did was so much more drastic and bold and brazen. And sometimes that's what it takes. If you are somebody who is in ministry, get involved with other Christians who are in ministry. Find other people who you could pray with, other people who you could get in ministry with. Get involved with things like ISCF, Christian Crusade, where you could meet other single Christians. 39% of married people met their husband or wife because they have a friend in common. 39%. 18% meet their husband or wife at work. So the majority of people who get married, the highest number, meet their husband or wife because some friend or relative introduced them. If you know other friends, get them to introduce you to other single Christians. You have absolutely nothing to lose. When your parents are meddlesome and they try to get you to meet another, try to meet a Christian girl or a Christian guy, you have nothing to lose from meeting somebody, and you have a lot that you could potentially gain. Here's another thing you could do. Try online dating. Christian Mingle. My wife and I, Indira and I, met through eHarmony, believe it or not, an American dating site. And we met, we live actually about 15 miles away from each other, never met in Trinidad, but we met on eHarmony and got married within less than a year. Another thing Christians should do, other than getting themselves into social circumstances, everybody carries around baggage. That baggage comes with all kind of crazy weird beliefs you have and crazy experiences you had in life, any problems with your parents. Work on yourself. Ask God to search you and to get rid of things from your life that you know will be a major turnoff to any member of the opposite sex. Get rid of your baggage. And another thing that is very powerful, get a mentor. The Bible talks about older women teaching younger women and older men teaching younger men. Get a mentor who is somebody who has a marriage that you like. Find out from them what they do, how they met that person, what are some of the things they do to work on the relationship. Help start working on yourself from now. Working on yourself with regard to your social skills, regard to your interpersonal skills, regarding your spiritual qualities, in addition to finding yourself in social situations where you could meet as friends members of the opposite sex. And the more friends you have, the better your chances of finding a good husband or wife. Be proactive. Don't just sit down and wait for God to do something He never promised. Be proactive, and Christ will help you along the way in the process. If you have any questions for me, anything that you would like me to share on the radio, or any questions that you're not clear about, feel free to call me at 343-5014. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.